today, Good Friday. Counterculturally, we intentionally enter a sad space. We come into a solemn time of reflection. Today, we enter into darkness. Today, we come to the foot of the cross and remember Christ, God, crucified. We remember that the Son of God, who came to proclaim hope and God's reign of love for all, suffered and died at human hands. There is a poem by Lunig that for me comes to mind at this time of year. There are only two feelings, love and fear. There are only two languages, love and fear. There are only two activities, love and fear. There are only two motives, two procedures, two frameworks, two results, love and fear, love and fear. Those who called for Jesus to be crucified and those who played their part in carrying it out acted out of fear. Fear of the crowd, fear of a challenge to their authority, fear of appearing weak, fear of having their accepted worldview changed. The actions that led to Jesus' death came out of fear. In contrast, even to the end, Jesus acted out of love. Today, on Good Friday, we confront the darkest of human experience. We look it squarely in the face and acknowledge its reality. There is suffering in the world. Much of it is as a result of human action or human inaction, which is often motivated by fear. Denying it does not remove suffering from the world. Each of us and those we love will experience times of sadness, difficulty, struggle, and darkness. Denying it does not remove it from our lives. As we remember Jesus' crucifixion through prayer, silence, and solemnity, we know that through Jesus Christ, God is intimately aware of human pain, suffering and death. Even as we intentionally sit with the darkness, we know that God knows. In our journey with Jesus, today is a good day to acknowledge our brokenness and name all that causes pain, distress, and despair. Today is a good day to bring all of that to the foot of the cross and hand it over to the God who knows our pain, who knows what it means to feel lost and abandoned, and who knows that pain and death will not have the final word. Jesus knew that his death would not be the end. He had told his disciples so. But in the midst of the experience, the disciples forget about the hope promised. In the midst of the experience, even Jesus feels abandoned. The disciples get caught up in the confusion of betrayal, the arrest, condemnation, and public torture of a friend and teacher. Those responsible for spreading the good news of Jesus around the world first spent time suffering in the darkness before the resurrection. Some of the women who followed Jesus in his earthly ministry, including Jesus' mother Mary, who bore the Son of God into this human world, witness his final hours. They feel loss and sadness and pain. They live for a time through the darkness before the resurrection. For this solemn feast of Good Friday, we resist the temptation to jump to Easter and the joyful celebration, but we still exist in the hope of the reign of God. Today is the day to bring our times of darkness into Jesus' time of darkness, to sit with confusion, despair, suffering, and death, accepting their reality, but not accepting their final victory over us. As we recall this time between Jesus' death and his resurrection, I'll leave you with these thoughts from Lunig. That which is Christ-like within us shall be crucified. It shall suffer and be broken. And that which is Christ-like within us shall rise up. It shall love and create.